All right. This is my last hand, and then I gotta go.
Already?
I left a proposal on my desk at work. I have to go over it tonight, or you know who's gonna have my head.
Nina!
You know, this gainful employment thing is really starting to cut into our social life.
Well, if one of you would just agree to raise my kids, I wouldn't need a job. Any takers? Yeah, no, I don't think so. Annie up.
Speaking of child abandonment, when are you going to tell your father that he has a bouncing middle-aged baby girl?
Soon. I don't want to ambush him. I'm going to ease into it.
How do you ease into, hi, I'm your illegitimate daughter?
Well, actually, there's help wanted sign in the window, so I was thinking about getting a job there. And, you know, he would get to know me, and I'm sure he would like me, and I would like him. And then one day he'd say, you're like the daughter I never had. And I'd say, well, actually, now that you mention it.
Okay, I'll go first. That is the most idiotic plan I've ever heard of.
Why?
Because it all hinges on him responding to your personality. And let's face it, you are an acquired taste.
Edie, I am sure Susan's father will like her just fine.
But thank you. I just hope you don't expect too much from this relationship. I mean, aside from DNA, you might find that you don't have that much in common.
I know. But I gotta find out if there's something there. I've always wanted a dad. I mean, I know not having one affected me.
Of course it did. Everyone needs a strong male role model.
No, they don't. I grew up without a father, and it didn't affect me one bit.
Edie, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Point well taken.